This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Challenge of the Week from Bayer. I'll have today's stories coming right up. As the new crop season begins, farmers should take stock in one important part of their business, their data. An associate professor at Ohio State University, John Fulton, offers insight into what farmers should do as the season begins.
First of all, what data are we collecting on the farm today? Define that to some extent so you know what's available as you speak to others that are going to provide services, or you want to generate recs or information from that data on farm. You need to kind of get that. Secondly, I think more importantly today, as we think about all these digital tools and people that are providing services, how am I going to share data and which data is required by those services to render back that information and recommendations? So, you know, understand what I've got I can collect today, and maybe what I'm not collecting today, but then the sharing part of that, and probably the biggest thing that a farmer needs to focus on, or someone helping that farmer, is being able to organize that data.
John said most farmers already have a lot of data on hand. The next challenge is getting it into a useful form. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Did you hear that the Oracle of Omaha is back with his NCAA tournament challenge? Warren Buffett, the billionaire CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, is again offering a big prize to any of his employees who can beat the NCAA tournament's astronomical odds. Buffett is saying any Berkshire employee who accurately predicts all of the Sweet 16 teams will receive $1 million per year for the rest of his or her life. From This Week in Agribusiness, Chinese officials have said United States soybeans are a prime target for retaliation against tariffs, those tariffs imposed by the Trump administration on steel and aluminum imports. Now, this comes from the American Soybean Association. Farm groups have long feared that China, which imports more than a third of all of the soybeans we grow, could slow their purchases of agricultural products, and warnings to the soybean growers group about their product being used as a target in trade disputes were made last year. From what the Soybean Association officials are saying, the red flags went up during talks between the ASA leaders and officials at the Chinese embassy in Washington. And it was reportedly discussed in conversations between Chinese officials and U.S. soybean farmers when the growers were on a trip to China last fall. Folks in North Dakota are remembering George Sinner, a two-term former governor of that state. Sinner died last week at the age of 89. Throughout his career in government and the private sector, George remained active in his farming operation near Castleton, North Dakota. Speaking of North Dakota, did you hear that story the other day about the 13-year-old boy who possibly saved the life of a teacher by performing at school that Heimlich maneuver? It happened at Grand Forks. Tyler Ray stepped up to wrap his arms around Cindy Marhula and gave 20 pumps just below Cindy's ribcage to dislodge the food she choked on. Tyler told an interviewer he had just learned the Heimlich maneuver in health class. When quizzed by the reporter about the experience, Tyler said, "That wasn't really scary." Tyler, by the way, wants to be a police officer. You know what? He might have the right stuff for that, all right. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.